Before the war, Ramiz lived in Pobuje with his wife and five children and worked as a construction worker. For about a year into the war, Ramiz and his family remained in Pobuje, defending themselves from constant attacks by Bosnian Serbs.
At the very beginning of the war, we saw roughly what was in the works. The Serbs asked us Muslims to hand over our weapons. We negotiated with them several times. Some of our people surrendered their weapons without knowing what would happen. Some did not.
Ramiz's brother Behadil was killed in Pobuje in 1993, and after that Ramiz and his family came to Srebrenica. He buried his brother the same year in Šušnjari.
We first sent the women and children through the woods, and then we went after them to try and protect them along the way. Srebrenica was basically a concentration camp. I lived with my wife and children in one garage until the fall of Srebrenica in July 1995.
On July 11, 1995, Ramiz's wife and children, along with other civilians, went to the United Nations base in Potočari. His youngest son, Mirzet, who was 4 at the time, hugged his father and begged him to stay with them because he was afraid that Chetniks would slaughter him.
At that moment, I thought my heart would break with grief.
Ramiz, alongside with other men, went to Šušnjari and departed from Srebrenica on July 11th in a column.
They were a lot of old people and children. They were scared. The first part of the column passed the first ambush, but the rear was attacked by Army of Republika Srpska. We heard that there were dead and wounded. We reached Buljim around 8 in the morning. We sat there to rest. My brother and father were with me. It was the second day after leaving Srebrenica. We noticed that the Army of Republika Srpska was moving towards Kamenica in an attempt to surround us. In the afternoon, we were moving on towards Motalska Kosa when artillery started firing at us. The ground was burning. My father and brother were behind me, so I didn't see them. I lay down on the ground, waiting to see what would happen. When things calmed down, I got up and kept going. I came across a part of the column that had been attacked earlier under Kameničko Hill. There were about 100 people, dead and wounded, who were begging me to kill them, to end their suffering. I will never forget the horror.
Ramiz continued on, reaching Suljići, where he met with his uncle Ramo. The shelling continued. Ramiz, his uncle, and one younger boy from the group named Adil decided to try reaching River Jadar.
We knew that smaller groups had a better chance of crossing. We tried a few times, but we couldn't do it. Before dawn, I tried again with Adil, and we managed to cross, but my uncle did not. With the rest of the column in front of us, we crossed the River Jadar and sat there again to rest. This was approximately the fourth day after leaving Srebrenica. From there, I could see Serb trucks coming to the place where they killed and captured people. They were loading and transporting people to Zvornik and Milic.
After they crossed the river, the column continued towards Udric Mountain. They were exhausted and hungry, but kept moving.
At Križevačke Fields, a man gave me a piece of resin, told me to chew it well. That gave me the strength to keep going. On the seventh day, I crossed into free territory. I was wearing civilian clothes and carrying a canister of water, tobacco, and a tinder box that I used instead of a lighter. I still have it today.
After the end of the war, Ramiz started searching for the bodies of his loved ones who had been killed in the death column. To date, he has found hundreds of remains, working in cooperation with the Missing Persons Institute of Bosnia and Herzegovina. So far, the remains of three members of Rami's family have been found. The remains of Uncle Ramo were found in Mravince in 2012, Father Shahin in the mass grave in Kamenice in 2014, and Brother Velid in the mass grave in Liplje in 2015. All of them were buried in the Srebrenica Potočari Memorial Center, Uncle Ramo and Brother Velid in 2016, and Father Shahin in 2017.
There were a lot more items in the forest than there are now, but whatever is found will be a reminder of what happened here. Genocide. Let it never, ever happen again. Shahidi hai mileni thi, gdje ste vi, kraj česme hej stoji peškir vezeni, i bardak hej od kojeg smo stvoreni. Šehidi, hej, milenici, gdje ste?